Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, over the weekend, it was rumored that the fine woven accessory saga that has plagued the iPhone and the Apple Watch might soon be coming to an end. A post on social media from Kasutami, who has shared a lot of accurate details about fine woven, indicated that Apple has stopped all production and removed production lines for fine woven iPhone cases and Apple Watch bands. Since the introduction last fall, the fine woven accessories have been regularly criticized for durability issues and for being expensive. But even though Apple has stopped production of fine woven accessories, there still appears to be one more season of fine woven accessories planned. Presumably, this means that Apple has already made these accessories and is still planning on releasing them, even though the fine woven era appears to be about over, at least on a long-term timescale. The new season of fine woven accessories will presumably consist of new colors of iPhone cases and watch bands, but there currently aren't any details about when these new accessories will debut. Again, this rumor comes from Kasutami on Twitter, who has shared numerous accurate details about Apple's accessory plans over the years, so we're inclined to think this one is true, and we'll have to suffer through one more fine woven season before putting this saga behind us. In other news today, rumors that Apple is hoping to switch a future iPhone model from physical to capacitive buttons persist. Now, a new supply chain story says that Apple has placed a supply chain order for a new capacitive button system that will debut on the iPhone 16 this year. You might remember that last year, it was widely rumored that the iPhone 15 would switch to a new capacitive button design, but those plans were scrapped at the 11th hour due to manufacturing challenges and concerns about durability. This week's supply chain report from the Economic Daily News says that Apple has placed an order with Advanced Semiconductor Engineering for a new system in a package module to replace the physical buttons on both sides of the iPhone 16 with capacitive buttons instead. This will also include two additional Taptic Engine components on either side of the iPhone 16 to allow users to have vibration feedback when pressing the capacitive buttons. This is because the capacitive buttons themselves wouldn't actually move, and instead would use that Taptic Engine feedback to simulate the feeling of the buttons being pressed. I treat this rumor with some skepticism for the time being. There have been no other stories of Apple switching from physical to capacitive buttons for the iPhone 16 this year. Apple may have very well placed an order for capacitive button components from its supply chain partners, but that doesn't necessarily mean the change will happen this year. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Roborock's next generation S8 Max V Ultra is the industry's most technologically advanced robot mop and vacuum system ever. Designed to revolutionize the way you clean your home, the S8 series comes fully decked out with enhanced suction power, advanced robotic intelligence, and an innovative self-maintenance feature. Hit the link in the show notes to learn how you can save up to $200 on the S8 Max series, plus get an incredible 5-year warranty and a free Roborock Flexi Light Lightweight Wet Dry Cleaner. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has announced a special event for May 7th, teasing Let Loose. The event will be online and take place at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's expected to focus on new iPad hardware and accessories, with the new iPad Pro, iPad Air, Apple Pencil, and Magic Keyboard all rumored. The Apple event on May 7th appears like it will be completely virtual, similar to the Scary Fast event that was held for the Mac in October. All of the invites being sent to the press indicate that they will be able to watch online, and no one has received an invitation to an in-person event. The main artwork for the Let Loose invite is a clear indication that a new Apple Pencil is on the way, showing an Apple Pencil drawing a colorful Apple logo. According to a few different rumors, the new Apple Pencil could feature Find My integration, as well as magnetically swappable tips that simulate different writing and drawing instruments. 9 to 5 Mac has also found multiple pieces of evidence suggesting the new Apple Pencil will support a squeeze gesture of some sort. Meanwhile, we're also expecting a new iPad Pro lineup, with both the 11-inch and 12.9-inch models switching to OLED displays. The new iPad Pro designs will also be significantly thinner than their predecessors. Apple is also working on an updated Magic Keyboard for the new iPad Pro that will make the iPad Pro look more like a laptop and include a sturdier frame made with aluminum. This will mark the first time that the Magic Keyboard has been updated since its introduction in 2020. And finally, the new iPad Air lineup will expand to include a 12.9-inch form factor for the first time, joining the existing 10.9-inch size. As we talked about yesterday, the 12.9-inch model will also use a mini LED display, just like the current generation 12.9-inch iPad Pro. Apple could have some other surprises in store for the event next month, but we'll have to tune in on May 7th at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, for the full breakdown on everything new. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Get an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. You can find me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.